2010 may be almost a year away, but census takers start knocking on doors in Anchorage this week. Alaska's largest city is one of a handful of areas nationwide where canvassing operations are already underway to verify addresses. We spoke with Denny Luna, who's a media specialist for the U.S. Census Bureau, to find out a little more about it.
A census day is actually April 1st, 2010, at which time we need to count everyone in the country. And that's according to the Constitution. We have started our first major operation in Alaska, and we are across the state now checking on addresses. As you can imagine, a lot can happen in 10 years. Condos can turn into other things, and houses can be vacated, and new suburbs that weren't there 10 years ago can now be some of the fastest growing areas. So we want to make sure that we've got every address correct. The forms that will be mailed out next year will have accurate places to go, because we don't send to people, we send to addresses.
So why did you select Anchorage as a place to get going early?
Anchorage is one of the places that is, you know, central to your area, and we've got about 700 people that will be fanning out across the state. The operation itself is extremely important because it means three things for communities. One, it means dollars for local programs. The state takes the federal census data and draw their local legislative boundaries. We also use those numbers for electoral college and for the number of representatives in the House of Representatives.
So it's pretty important for people to make sure they're counted.
Absolutely. For example, if we have a number of seniors in the area, then we're going to know where we're going to build our maybe hospitals or definitely senior centers. And so it behooves everyone to be counted and counted in their neighborhood so that those federal dollars flow to the right places.
What's new this year? It looks like you're going to be, for the first time, including group living situations. Can you explain that?
We're now doing a count of where people might live. So it could be businesses that look like they might have homeless people in them. Those are going to be noted in what we do now. We're going to be maybe knocking on some doors and asking people, do you know of any other living accommodations in the area? The point here is to just count doorknobs, front doorknobs, basically. It's a count of the addresses.
Can you give me an idea of what to expect when I hear that knock on the door?
The address canvassing part of the operation now is strictly to verify addresses. They are not going to ask any personal kinds of questions. They will be dressed in their regular street clothes. They will have probably a black canvas bag that says census on it, and they will all have census ID.
Denny Luna with the U.S. Census Bureau. Luna cautions that census workers will not ask personal questions regarding bank account or credit card numbers, nor will they ask to be invited into homes.